You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mike Vrabel on the show earlier this morning here at Gillette Stadium, and he was just trying to get everybody fired up with the rack comment and was pissed off about loss, and right. So... I'll take him at his word on that.
Mike, we love you, but that's cap.
No, it's not.
Oh, no, Wiggy, be careful. Mark Daniel says, people in New England just don't get Mike Vrabel's sense of humor. Like, what are we talking about? Shut up. Sorry. Mark Daniel, oh, so you're here every day. You're a Patriots beat reporter, so you know all.
Yeah, all right.
Like, shut up.
All right.
Maybe you don't get our sense of humor. I just, okay. It pissed me off.
Really?
It pissed me off.
Really?
And I never call out beat reporters or other reporters. I respect what everybody does. But Mark Daniels was never nice when I was here with Nesson.
Really?
And that tweet pissed me off.
What happened?
He just he thinks he's above others. That's what, always the sense that I got from him.
No.
It's just somebody who thinks that he knows better than everybody else. It was a question. Everybody was talking about it. And then to be like, oh, people in New England, stop talking down to people. I really hate that. That pissed me off.
Courtney, can you show me where Mark Daniels wrote that it was clearly a joke between when those comments were made and now? Because... Yeah. I didn't see anybody saying that Mike Vrabel was joking about the... I mean, of all the comments he's made since he's been the head coach of the Patriots, visibly pissed.
He walked it back a little bit this morning, as he should. He's not going to sit here and say, yes, I've identified the rat. But then he went on to say that he got serious and said, we need to be thinking about the Patriots first and we need to keep information in-house. Yeah.
In fact, last night there was a story about another Patriot the Duggar News that Ian Rappaport tweeted out, and immediately every single Patriots reporter that I follow did a meme, a GIF, or a video of a rat saying the rats are back.
Right.
If you want to go back last night around 6 o'clock, you can see the parade of writers that cover this team all saying that. I didn't see a single person say, LOL, Vrabel's so funny.
Yeah. No, I mean, I suppose the Duggar stuff could be coming from outside, from teams that are talking about how the Patriots are shopping him. But
it could be. Bolin says it's maybe an agent. That makes sense. If your client doesn't want to get traded, get ahead of a deal by saying he's going on IR.
But you're talking about for Polk, right? Yeah, and I think maybe the Polk thing is where Vrabel, and this is just my opinion. And I do believe the rat thing when Mike says it, knowing Mike and the type of player he was and his personality, it's still the same. So, I think he was really saying, hey, you guys need to keep your mouth shut, you know, whoever he's talking to. But I think it came to, in the meeting room, a maybe pushing, a tug of war with Polk. Mm-hmm. Do we cut him? Can we trade him? What are we doing? Elliot Wolf being on the side, hey, let's just give him another year. Let's see if he can kind of be that guy that I think he can be.
Well, yeah, Elliot Wolf has a vested interest in
it,
obviously.
Right.
Like,
and Mike going, wait a second, we drafted a guy and Williams, who I feel like is going to be the guy that can that we need to be focused on. And it became this kind of like tug and war. And I think Vrabel ultimately said, all right, here's what. We'll give him one more year, but we'll put him on IR because we're not going to get nothing for him. And, you know, comes down to that. And that's what happens with Jalen Polk. Javon Baker, I don't think they're going to do that with him. I don't think they're going to waste their time. They're either going to cut him or they're going to keep him.
Right? My question is there a person in all of Boston sports that has had a worse year than Elliott Wolff had? When you consider the draft that he was in charge of, nobody disputes that. Elliott Wolff was not, Gerard Mayo was not making the picks in 2024. That draft class,
right?
Everybody said, biggest draft class yet. You're going to have this opportunity to draft at the top of the draft.
Free agency, don't forget that too.
Free agency in the draft. Who had a worse year? And he's still sitting here with the new administration. It honestly makes zero sense. And if there's even a scintilla of Mike Vrabel that believes Elliott Wolff is not being honest with him and is sharing information outside of this facility, I would lock his key code faster than they did with Mangini. Like, right. Goodbye. See you later.
And you know Mike already has his boy and Stretch in the building knowing like, all right, hey, keep an eye. Keep your ear to the street. What's going on? What are they saying? Like, because that's the thing. And Greg, you know, from the being in a role of a manager or having people work underneath you or work beside you.
And Greg also loves roles.
Yes, and we know he loves his butted roles. Nothing better than Moo.
Well, but you call me a soft manager.
No. But I mean, yeah, I might.
Which is good.
I might bust your balls for that. But
which is
it
good.
It is.
But you
That's
know,
what the Gen
you want to be a
said.
Yeah, yes. relatable, yes. a relatable manager.
I just don't understand his humor.
Yes.
But I would say, Greg, how difficult would it be if somebody was pushed on you that you didn't really vibe with, and now you're... But that's what it's like. So Vrabel comes here, and Elliott Wolff is pushed on him. Like, if it's up to Vrabel, you think...
Well, a man of that caliber of a front office mind, you don't say no to Elliott Wolff.
I don't think Mike Vrabel even has... I think when you hear him and you heard him this morning, the confidence that he had, I don't think he even has time to worry about it. I think it's clear in his mind who the boss is,
And I agree with that. That's why my lead was.
I think it's an annoyance.
Yes.
It's like when information's getting out, it's like a mosquito, buzzing around his head. It just annoys him.
But he knows it's annoying him because it's a guy pushed on him that he knows people are instantly going to go, oh, the reason why the rumors are out is because Elliott. It's like I asked him, what's your relationship really like with him? And he was just like, we're good. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I just don't know why he's here. I really don't. I wish him well. I'm sure he's got great things in his future. His dad's a Hall of Famer. The Stretch guy, whatever he is, should be in the position. There shouldn't be this convoluted room with people that were part of the old staff, part of the new staff. Vrabel should be in charge with his people.
And it's two guys. It's not only the Stretch guy. It's the guy from New York.
Ryan Cowden.
Cowden, that's his other guy that he brought in. So it's like the two guys that, Vrabel has. It just, when you have that, like, if you're an owner and you go, we're going to clean everything out and let the new head coach.
He'll get there eventually.
No, I know he will.
But
this is more of, think about this. We dealt with an issue at the beginning of the season last year with Mayo and the Elliott Wolff situation and the quarterback situation. Why isn't Drake May playing? And we're kind of, when not the same thing, but we're right back in an issue the beginning of the season with, the whole rats and this getting out. And I get Vrabel's a lot different.
I don't think it's an issue because it's Mike Vrabel and he will handle it differently than Gerard Mayo was able to handle it.
But it is annoying, like, in the sense of, like, this is like we're focusing on this other stuff rather than...
Ah, neutralize. Bam! Yeah.
But it's just, I guess it's more of like, when I issue, I mean, it's just like stuff where we're focused on that is not football related. Because the other thing I look at is you're willing to trade a first round pick, then what the hell are you doing? Let's get this team better. There are guys out there that you can trade for that want to be out. So, like, that's part of it. Like, well, that's the same.
Well, you're ever hopeful that something significant happens over the next 48 hours.
There has to be. This right. team that, can't be like this week one. They have to.
He just told you they can win with this roster as it is.
Well, until they change the roster.
Affirm, yes.
Until they change this roster, it makes it no sense for him to say we can't win, because not only would that hurt the way they're viewed, it would also hurt the way he's negotiating with other teams, making him seem more desperate.
So in this very building right now, Elliot Wolf, Mac Rowe, whoever, they're furiously working the phones. They're dialing Jerry Jones up as we speak.
You remember Tommy Boy when he has the fan? He goes, "Luke, I am your." That's what they're doing right now in their office. Right, they're putting the pencil into the fan.
And I would see them even leaning more towards Terry McLaurin.
Well, they should.
Right.
I mean, you know.
Well, why wouldn't you? He wants out. Washington clearly doesn't want to give him a new deal.
You have a need at the position. And so, yes, right. I would hope.
I'll give you a pass on Micah Parsons and Trey Hendrickson because you.
The defense isn't a problem.
You added some people, you brought in Landry. Like, all right, I'll give you a pass, but if you still should be asking about those guys. But on offense, why are you not? Like, McLaurin wants out. He's, you know, he's a top 10 guy, top 12 wide receiver in the league. Why are you not saying, here, Washington, here's our second round pick? Plus X, Y, and Z.
All right, we are at Gillette Stadium, where we will be every Monday until at least January, and cross our fingers on the rest of that. And Jones and Keefe coming up at 10 with Hunter Henry on the show. And Drake May this afternoon during the WEI afternoon show right now, Courtney. And what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Subaru of New England. The Red Sox dropped their last in the Bronx, just missing the sweep of the Yankees. 7-2 was the final last night. Dustin May went 4 1/3, giving up 5 runs on 5 hits while striking out 3, but taking 3 out of 4, not so bad. The Sox now up a half a game on the Yankees in the AL East. The guys now take to Baltimore to take on the Orioles tonight. First pitch, 6:35, with Brennan Bernardino getting the start. Brooksy joins Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's Go Shopping, Get Rewarded. Kick things off with Christian Arcan at 5:35 for the MassMutual pregame show.
And can I commend our pal Lou Merlone?
Yes.
Who just sounds great. I don't care if it's radio or television. Yep. The guy has found his calling.
Awesome.
In my... humble opinion.
He's so good.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
So, hello, Lou. Great job.
Foxhole guy.
Yeah.
When the Sox returned from Baltimore, Alex Cora has hinted that they could be getting 3 guys back. Rob Refsnyder, Willier Abreu, and Justin Slayton. The Pats took another hit to their 2024 draft class as Layden Robinson has been waived due to injury. And now it's time to get to the stat of the week, brought to you by Gillette. We'll go with Epton Chisholm, who recorded 12 receptions for 121 yards and 2 touchdowns during this preseason. Gillette's best shave is now the best a fan can get at gillette.com/NFL. And that was brought to you by Subaru of New England. There's a lot to love about driving a 2025 Subaru Outback. Buy the 2025 Outback with 0.9% financing for up to 36 months or lease for just $255 per month. Details and authorized Subaru retailers at subaruofnewengland.com. That's what's trending. When we come back, we'll have your Hill Notes.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Red Sox take 3 of 4 from the Yankees, and hopefully they can go the rest of the season without a rabid squirrel trying to attack them mid-game, as was the case. How does a squirrel get into Yankee Stadium, Curtis?
It probably listened to that rejoin and was like, I need to get the hell out of here.
How dare you? Do not come at Blink and when I'm in the same room.
Let's do Thanksgiving on Christmas.
At least it was a squirrel and not a rat in New York.
I know. Yeah, you're right about that. But back at it tonight in Baltimore, and a 7:10 first pitch this evening?
6:35.
Woohoo!
Whoa. Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Love it.
Getting at it early, and we are at Gillette Stadium, and we should open up the Window World of Boston weather window for Chris Curtis. Tell you what the day is going to be like today.
Oh, gorgeous. Right now, 70 degrees, partly cloudy skies here in Foxborough. Going to be right around 80 in the Boston area, and then the rest of the week we're looking at mid-70s to lower 70s. Labor Day weekend, early look. Sunday, Monday, the picks going to be in the mid-70s, beautiful sunshine in the Boston area.
Okay, so pretty good Labor Day weekend, and then that's it.
And we're done,
that's and it's going to start snowing almost immediately.
Summer's over.
People are saying expected for a warm fall.
Who would you listen to other than me?
Back at school in East Boston tomorrow.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought school didn't start until September.
They start early.
Because yesterday coming back from Maine, I was like, there has to be school this week. Everybody that was from Massachusetts that was in Maine took 3.5 hours to get back.
Really?
My guess is that,
is this something new?
Yeah. I think it's been...
So did they get out early?
Yeah. It's okay. 180 days in public education, no matter when you do them.
I don't think it's that new. Like, I think a lot of schools have gone to going back before Labor Day.
Yeah.
For a while, I think.
I mean, I'd rather start now and end earlier because the weather, you know, May through the summer is better anyway.
Yeah. All right, we are going to get to Hill Notes, which are brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
I am so glad we're talking about Jordan being the head of Belichick Productions. It's been a while. And Shine, you still suck.
Oh.
Yeah.
Not nice.
A bit of a celebratory post from Jordan Hudson. After Bill announced that their version of Hard Knocks UNC will be airing on Hulu, and she is thumbing her nose in the direction of ESPN and everybody else and declaring victory because they didn't want her involved, so she got the deal done with Hulu, I'm imagining, is what's going on there.
It is interesting because I thought that ESPN, Disney Plus, Hulu were all under the same umbrella.
They are.
So it's the same company, essentially.
Are you saying she might be misinformed?
Well, it's not on the it's not on ESPN. It's on Hulu and Disney Plus, but it's the money's still going to be made at the same company.
Right. Yeah, I mean, can nobody get to Bill?
Can nobody say you
Ben Bolin?
No, I mean, like, can nobody get to Bill and say, what are you doing? Mm.
I don't, it doesn't sound like he's, sounds like he's all in. Like, I don't, none of this has bothered him.
Of course. I mean, if that shirt that he wore during the CBS Sunday morning interview didn't do it, then I don't know what will.
I thought you were talking about the one where he took the picture with the moobs.
Well, that too. That's right. That was after.
That was a bad angle.
Yeah. Go ahead, John.
There is no chance Wiggy remembers to record a video for Courtney tonight. In fact, I bet he doesn't even remember what song she wants right now.
Do you remember?
Do you remember? No.
Dance with me?
No. Yeah.
No.
No.
No idea.
Take you down?
Take you down. Okay.
How was the trip to North Carolina?
It was good. It was good. Charlotte was good. We took in, and wife's got family down there, so we went down there and enjoyed it. The weather was nice.
All right.
I hadn't been to Charlotte in forever, so you don't realize how small the city is.
Yeah. Clean.
No rats, no pigeons. I was like, there's no pigeons around here.
Yeah.
Still bums, though. Bums everywhere.
What'd you do for fun activities?
We went to a restaurant, Eddie V's, but I guess there's some around here. Yeah, then we hit up
that's a
night.
A chain.
Yeah, I didn't realize that. Yeah. So
we should try this place, Morton's.
I thought it was Eddie C's up here, but who the hell knows? Yep.
No.
Tony C's.
Was it Tony?
There's a Tony C's. Yeah.
Okay, and then we ended up at a hookah lounge, Medusa.
Jason Tatum?
No, I didn't see Tatum down there. Was he down in Charlotte?
No, didn't you see him at a hookah bar once?
Jaylen Brown.
Jaylen Brown.
No, they don't have many hookah lounges out here. That was in, where is that, Methuen?
Yeah.
Yeah. So this
Charlotte has a lot, though.
Yeah.
Crave was my favorite.
Everywhere you go is a hookah lounge. You should bring some to the city. My wife and I talked about maybe we should open a hookah lounge.
Oh, like it. What would you call it?
Smoke something. I don't know. I hadn't really got to that point yet. Yeah. You know, some little apps chilled.
Okay. Would the two of you kind of be there to greet everybody as they came in to the hookah lounge?
Oh yeah.
Walking.
Oh yeah, okay. We'd be right up in there. How's everybody doing? Walking around,
right?
Handing out hookah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Ty's a big hookah guy, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, Ty's loves a hookah.
Uh-huh. Does Ty sell vodka?
He does.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
But the hookah nowadays is no more, and I didn't realize it because I haven't, you know, at hookah in a while, but you know they used to put the coal on the top and you light it. Now it's all everything. It's almost like a vape hookah machine.
Oh,
so it's all like electronic. You know, like the vape pens.
Yeah.
So there's no like burning. You know, I don't have to light it no more. Yeah. So
doesn't that ruin the hookah experience for you?
I'm not really big into the hookah, so I don't. I don't really smoke it, and so I really don't know if it ruins the experience to me.
Why'd you go to the hookah lounge?
Because my wife likes the hookah vibe.
Oh, she
does. And it's a good vibe.
It's a good vibe.
Yeah.
Flavors are usually good.
Yeah, the flavors are good, but I'm not really a big hookah smoker. I'd rather smoke the Kush.
Okay, go ahead.
A lot of scouts said that if Shador doesn't get picked in the top five of quarterbacks, that he could possibly fall to the second or third round.
All right.
Yep, that's not the fifth there, Einstein.
And I would have said the second. I mean, I wouldn't even saw out of the first, which is, you know, it's just mind-blowing to me. But
right.
I don't know how good he'll be or how good he won't be. I think Cleveland will keep him, Flacco, and Dylan Gabriel.
Yeah, I mean, you believe there is some giant conspiracy against him. Which
we finally found a conspiracy Greg won't believe.
Like everybody... Everybody is participating in it. Everybody in the NFL.
Well, it doesn't have to be everybody.
His current head coach.
It doesn't have to be.
One of the better coaches, one of the better young coaches in the NFL. And he feels like he could add some value, but he's just not going to give him the chance.
Do you think Cleveland wanted to draft him or the coach of Cleveland wanted to draft him?
They did. So,
but do you think it was them or it was the coach or it was like maybe – Who was the one that allegedly is the one that rolled the dice and said, all right, we're going to take Shador when maybe the owner didn't want to take it? Was it the GM?
I'm not sure.
Okay.
I don't remember.
But
it
there was issues about the Shador pick because it doesn't make sense where you already draft a quarterback in the third round. So clearly that was one owner and the Cleveland owner, whoever, somebody in the Cleveland organization goes, all right, enough is enough. We'll give him. We'll roll the dice.
So all the owners got together, and then Cleveland just drew the bad straw.
Well, they did that with Brian Flores. I mean, they legitimately did it with Brian Flores as a head coach. And now, just like with Cleveland, not every team needs a quarterback.
Right.
So there's not every team that's involved. But Brian Flores was a phenomenal coach with the Miami Dolphins.
Right.
And has a current lawsuit that is advancing against the NFL for colluding against him, prevent him from getting a head coaching job. Right. So, yes, I believe the NFL absolutely could collude to do something negative, just like they did against against Gruden. There's a bunch of examples. Right.
But why this player?
I don't know.
Why would they? Why would they?
Because they want to. Because maybe they don't like players that are me first. Maybe they don't want to have players that are going to take the. I don't know. Honestly, I didn't. This isn't my colluding against them. I'm just. I watch college football a lot. I follow the draft closely. I have never seen an example like this.
No.
Slipping and falling for a guy of his caliber meant late 20s, early second. If the world's ending, you're talking end second, start of day three.
Right. And that's if the world's ending.
Right.
You know, there has to be something that a kid after the season ends in college who put up really good numbers in college is a projected first round pick. Everybody has him there. And then it's fifth round. And then there's these whispers like around the NFL, whether it's people are saying, oh, the NFL's colluding it for whatever, whether it's his dad, it's this, it's that. I'm with Curtis. I don't know what it is because we've seen guys attitudes.
Maybe it's not showing up at the draft and creating your own draft room that gave people a bad taste.
People do that, though, too, all the time.
People show up to the combine high.
Do you think Do you think if Caleb Williams had created a draft room for himself, he wouldn't have gone in the first round?
No,
of course he would.
Remind me, because I remember Shador. Their reports being that there were certain teams he wouldn't go to. That he and Dion both were saying, like, yeah, no, there are certain teams that we do not want him to go to. Like, I could see the NFL being pissed about that, but it's
but
not.
But Eli Manning did that.
Right. Yep.
Yeah,
no, we talked about it at the time.
And get ready for Arch Manning to do the same thing.
Right.
It's not one thing, though. It's showing up for what is essentially an interview with your beats on and listening to music and not paying attention to what's going on. I mean,
some people don't even show up for the interviews and still get you. So, I think there are things that you could say, Greg, and I would agree. Like, so maybe he rubbed the Giants the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
But why then the Saints, who are looking for a quarterback, then completely pass on him, right? Or Cleveland initially is looking for a quarterback, and then they pass on him several times and then draft another quarterback ahead of him. Those there are other teams that needed quarterbacks. Pittsburgh, they needed a young quarterback where they completely pass on him. So it just seems weird that there are these handful of teams that didn't need quarterbacks that were just like, yeah, we're good.
Okay, go ahead, Sean.
Big talker Curtis, Mr. Interview. Always saying, well, they should have followed up with this and and then he has the chance to follow up with his dumb question about what's a successful season, and he just friggin' freezes.
I didn't think he froze.
He gave an answer. He said there's not a win total, but he said he expects things to be. I don't know.
I mean,
what would the follow up be? Like, give me the number of wins.
Which he's not going to give you.
I know he's not going
right.
to.
Right.
But he has one in his head.
Of course.
Yeah.
What do you think it is? Like, when he looks at this schedule.
If he can get to 8 wins, if he doubles the win total, I think he feels like that was a success. I don't know. I mean, maybe 9, but I feel like if you get. You're 4-4 the last 2 years. You get 8 wins in your first year, equaling the 2 years combined. Given everything that's going on, I think for him in the organization, that's a clear trajectory going in the right direction.
Okay. Go ahead, Sean.
You have a follow-up?
When is Bill going to tell the team to do your homework?
Go ahead, Sean.
Hey, Sean, turns out there's another sharp, articulate Boston media personality that has a hobby stranger than your Pokemon.
I don't remember that. I don't think so. I collect bobbleheads.
I don't know who that but...
Who is that?
I don't know.
No clue.
I know. This is old school. Shaylin. Mike Shaylin. Holy cow, look at the dome.
Wow.
He called into the old show. I don't know why, but he was an old... He did the official scoring at Fenway. He covered college basketball. He used to write for the Herald forever.
Okay.
And he told the show that his hobby was that he collects bobblehead dolls.
Well, I happen to have a bobblehead collection.
You do?
and sometimes they end up being valuable.
Right.
Not probably on the same level as the Pokemon cards, which Shime tells me are going up in value right. every single day.
It's popping right now, Greg. You have no idea.
I feel like, I don't want to say it because she's sitting right here, but you feel like you stole some cards from Santo.
I never said that. Me and Santo actually worked out a very nice deal.
You told me that you got the better end of that deal, was what you told
me. No, I never said that, Greg. You're just fabricating information now. That's just to stir up controversy.
Don't run from that, Shime. That is a smart negotiator. And I don't know why you're not all over George Kittle, who's a huge Pokemon fan.
I didn't know this.
I sent you that article or that thing on the group chat where he talks about how the bodies of Bosa and other people, they go after the names of Pokemon characters, the different shapes of bodies. So like Nick Bosa, his body, they say, is named after a Pokemon character. That's what they do there.
Which one would that most likely be, Shime?
Sorry, I'm about to sneeze. Would say probably like a Machoke, maybe.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. That Pokemon's ripped up, so that tracks.
Okay. Anything else?
Yeah.
Yeah, do you guys know what day the butt sniffer is going to be on the Kardashian show?
Courtney has no idea.
No. Nick Bosa, Pokemon Blastoise.
Oh. Blastoise.
Ooh, thick. Yeah, they call him Big Man Blastoise. Actually.
And McCaffrey was something, too. I don't remember what he said about him, but they're big out there in San Fran.
McCaffrey, new dad. Congratulations.
Yeah. Go ahead, Shine.
Do you remember a couple weeks back when Wiggy tried to give Courtney a compliment by calling her a heifer, and she took offense to it? Well, Wiggy, I got your back. I was happened to be watching an episode of The Love Boat. Yes, I'm Greg's age. And a guy from Texas was talking to this lady and said this.
He is from Austin, Texas, and you're about the cutest little heifer on this whole tub.
So, Wiggy, you were right.
Yeah, heifer doesn't mean a big girl.
It does.
It does.
No, but
it does.
It's okay.
It does not mean that. Okay. Not in the slang word. When you could call a fox a smoke show a heifer.
I would never in a million years. That makes no sense.
Yeah, but it just means like when a mother says it to her son, it means I don't like this girl you're dating. Mm. Leave that heifer alone.
Yeah.
That is a heifer right there.
Yeah.
Not that she's big. It's just, you know, she's not good for the kid.
Okay. It means cow.
Also, Love Boat. Love Boat ahead of its time when it came to television.
Never watched.
I don't know if you ever caught it on.
Why are you looking at Wiggy?
I don't know if you ever did.
I watched The Love Boat.
Yeah.
The Love
Had some
Boat.
Unbelievable guest stars.
Boomer.
Reality?
No. Oh. There was no reality television.
Right.
Not back then. 70s.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It was about this cruise ship. And it was before people were fighting over chicken nuggets. It was like you had the captain, Captain Steubing. You had Julie. She was the cruise activity.
What's the black dude's name?
Isaac the bartender.
Yes.
He made a mean tropical punch there.
The guest appearances were great, though, on that show.
Great. All right, Shime, go ahead.
Hey, morning show. MMA, they got Rampage Jackson. EEI? Not so much. We got like Rump Roast Jackson.
Well, he's, you know what? He's here every day and he's working his way up the ladder.
So. Unless the alarm doesn't go off.
Well, that was once or twice or something like that.
He's been good since.
Yes. Mm. All right, go ahead, Sean.
That'll do it today, Greg.
Oh, thank you. Hill Notes from Gillette Stadium brought to you by Coleman Electric. If you need an electrician, call Coleman.
It's electric!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself.
Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Well, Jones and Keefe coming up momentarily, although I feel like it's more like Flex and Keefe lately. Rich Keefe is back at the radio station. Jones off again today?
Yes, sir. No Jones today. Jones back Wednesday, so not a full week for Jones, but I'll be holding it down the next couple days.
Well, I mean, Wiggy's flexing tomorrow.
That's what I heard.
I mean, yeah. You got to take advantage
of it. Well, he's got a big show tonight. He's got a big outing tonight.
Yeah, but Hunter Henry on the program today?
Yes, Hunter Henry and Christian Ellis as Patriots Monday rolls on. Good stuff today with the coach.
Yeah, what did you make of Mike Vrabel when he was on this morning?
Well, it's funny how he claims like he tries to be funny on certain things, right? Like, I like that part of it. Like, the whole thing with Diggs that got overblown, it wasn't the Diggs-Russini thing that got overblown. It was how Vrabel responded to it, which is when we went back to it in the first place. And then this one with the rat. Good stuff. And so we will spend a lot of time today trying to figure out who that rat is.
Well, you just may not get his sense of humor.
Yeah, right.
That's what maybe exactly what it is. Yeah. Yep. So it's a work in progress. Maybe by mid-season I'll get the cues.
But you know what? I think it was pretty upfront and straight up about Steph Diggs being ready week one, which I think is great news.
Yes.
Certainly.
And that's your guy. That's he's going to make your passing game go.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't have...
You've taken over 750 yards, which I believe is the over-under in most books.
I would go... Ooh, wow, that's a good... I'd go over on that one.
Yeah.
Because he was like at 450 when he got hurt last year.
Yeah, he was on pace for a 1,000-yard year last year with Houston before he got hurt.
Yeah,
so
I'd go over that.
I haven't checked. Has the Patriots sort of up and down camp and preseason impacted the week one line with the Raiders? Are they still favored?
Yeah, they're still favored. Minus 3.5. Week one.
Wow. I might take Brady and the Raiders in that one. Plus 3.5.
It's not really Brady and the Raiders.
Well, I mean, it is his team.
He owns like 1% of
it. Oh, so now the percent. Wait. Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Oh, so now the percentage of ownership is impactful. Okay. I was yelled at by that guy for saying that about a certain someone.
Well, if Brady.
Oh, I love it.
If he changes his last name to Tom Davis, then maybe.
Right.
Well, I mean, good way to start the season, and you get them at home here. And Pete Carroll is, I mean, he's a spry, whatever he is, 74 or whatever. I mean,
he's out there running around.
Oh, the guy throws the gloves on. He gets right in there.
Yeah.
He gets in there with the fellas, Rich.
Looks good.
Oh, he does. Yeah. Oh, my God. He's spry. And that's, he'll be 74 in like a month, Pete Carroll.
Rich, let me ask this because I asked the room here, and I think we might be split on a little bit. Do you think the Patriots do something ad-wise, trade, before the start of the season?
I don't.
Oh, wow.
I don't. I hope that they do. Because, I mean, the three big names, I feel like two of them probably will stay. One of them will go, right, like of those names. And I'm sure they bring in a few bodies, right? Like there's going to be massive cuts between now and 4 o'clock tomorrow. So I think the roster will look different, but I don't. Why, you guys think there's going to be big trades?
I think they have to.
Yeah, I think there'll be a significant trade. I'm not saying that it's going to be Micah Parsons or it's going to be Hendrickson or even Terry McLaurin, but I think they're going to make a trade where you're going to go like, all right, they went and got this guy because they want to plug him and play him right now.
I hope so. I mean, they could use it. Like as high as I am on the team, I think it's a lot to do with how bad the schedule or how good the schedule is for them. Mm-hmm. But they could definitely use an influx of talent. But I just don't know where they're going to get it from.
I don't get the Terry McLaurin thing. I don't get. And Greg brought this up. Like, I think a second round pick gets it done. Why, if you're Elliott Wolf and you said we're willing to give up a first or second round pick, why would you
just
not
throw it at him?
Yeah,
like, get it done.
I don't understand why they wouldn't do that. And the money's not crazy. Like, for what you'd have to pay Terry McLaurin, it's, you know, probably right around the money that DK Metcalf got, and you're getting a legitimate 1,000-yard wide receiver that's still got plenty of gas left in the tank that can get you, you know. Last year, I think he had double-digit touchdowns. So I don't know why you want – and especially when Vrabel says we've had so many – personnel groupings at wide receiver. We're just trying to figure out what fits. So can you imagine McLaurin, Diggs, and
then... Oh, it'd be great. Yeah, I'd be all in on McLaurin. I just feel like... I don't know why the Commanders are dragging it out the way that they are. I feel like they're ultimately going to pay him. I mean, he's going to... Like, they need him desperately.
Then what are they waiting for?
I don't know. It's a good question. Maybe once they see what it looks like in the regular season without him, they'll be like, oh, crap. Because we were at the joint practice, and... They didn't look great. Their receivers are pretty bad outside of him. Like, they desperately need him.
I heard you guys talking about that.
Yeah.
All right. We'll be listening. Good show.
Thank you.
Who are you working with today?
Justin Turpin is going to be in the house, and Rob Bradford is going to join us from 11 to 1 both today and tomorrow. So a lot of Sox talk with Baseball Isn't Boring's Rob Bradford.
I mean, how can you not? They made the Yankees
tap out, basically. Yeah, it's great.
Aaron Judge quit, basically.
We know who the Zaddy is. It's the Boston
it's
Red
Brad,
Sox.
Oh, no, it's the Red
That's
Sox.
Ratfo, then the Red Sox.
Right.
In that order.
When it comes to Zaddies. All right. we're back at the station tomorrow morning. Thanks to everybody for making this a success, including Shime, including Amen Corner. Mike Vrabel, everybody, thank you very much for listening. We will talk to you tomorrow morning at 6.
Now the time has come for leaving.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org/advisors.